You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Daniel Sturridge just scoring a Liverpool win. He's 5-1 from 16-5 on the Liverpool side of the enhanced odds. And Harry Kane to scoring a Tottenham win is 4-1, having been 3-1. We'll start with you this time, Lee. Spurs, second in the league. They'll need to win this to keep the pressure on Leicester. Do they do so?
Tricky one. I mean, you know, this is a different Tottenham side to normal, but I think it's one win at Anfield in God knows how long, and it's 20-odd attempts. You know, not got a great record there. However, you know, away from home in the Premier League this season, they've been really good. You know, they've been pretty much good home and away, haven't they? So, you know, I think, you know, look, they need to go there and get something, because they can't, you know, they can't really afford to drop any more points. You know, Leicester have got Southampton at home, which we'll talk about later in the podcast. Not a gimme by any stretch of the imagination, but if Tottenham have dropped points, well, if Tottenham lose this and Leicester win, I mean, you're pretty much saying the title's over, which is amazing, isn't it? Everything's amazing about this Leicester team. But yeah, so, you know, Tottenham have to draw on the fact that they've done, you know, how well they've done away from home, I think. And, you know, it's been a really good season for them. They have to make sure they can come back from international duty and be, you know, and be good. Liverpool, I think, had more players away on international duty than any other team in the Premier League. So, you know, they've got the same issue. I'm going to plump for the draw here, because I think Liverpool will be back up for it. You know, you've got to look at, you know, their entry into the international break was poor, wasn't it? You know, just when you think Liverpool are getting back on track and are starting to do good things, they let you down, and then they kind of they stop you wanting to back them again. You know, just when you think Klopp's starting to get a tune out of them, I think they've picked up a few injuries during the international break as well, Liverpool, which is just what they didn't need. But look, they'll want to bounce back from that defeat to Southampton. They've been decent at home recently. I think, you know, the penalty shootout loss to Man City in the League Cup apart, they haven't lost a game at Anfield since they lost to Man United back in mid-January. So they've got a good record going at Anfield. I think both teams will score, but I think it'll end up in a draw. So both teams to score and the draw, 3-1.
What about yourself, Derek? What do you make of this?
Well, Liverpool's home record is abysmal. I mean, they've actually only played 13 home games, 16 away, so they've got a few home games to come between now and the end of the season. But of that 13, they've only won 5. Can you imagine Liverpool only winning 5 of 13 games at Anfield in the league? And they played against teams a lot weaker than Tottenham. I think Tottenham should be favourites for this game. I really do. Liverpool also could be forgiven for having all their eyes on the Europa League match next Thursday against Borussia Dortmund. I mean, there's nothing at stake for them in the league. You know, they're not going to be in the top four anymore. You could argue they're going to go for a Europa League place, but I would have thought that to get into the Champions League by winning the Europa League is their number one target. If it isn't, it should be. You know, so you could argue they might take the foot off the gas. They might even rest a couple of players. You know, Sturridge might be kept for the Borussia Dortmund game. Who knows? Tottenham have got everything to play for. I think they're a better team. I think they should be favourites. It shouldn't be 19-10. And if Lee mentioned earlier on, they're home and away form equally good, and he's spot on. You know, if Tottenham were to win this 4-0, well, they ain't going. But if they did, their home and away record would be identical. That's in goals conceded and scored and number of games won, drawn and lost. It'd be quite incredible if that happened. They won't win 4-0, but I fully expect them to win.
Anybody who likes Spurs to win, like yourself, Derek, that enhanced odds offer must really appeal. Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win at 4-1. He scored in the international window for England. He scored twice against Bournemouth last time. He's got a couple of goals against Villa. Scored in the North London derby as well. He's in fine form. He's kind of got a shoot on site policy as well, hasn't
well,
he?
Well, which yeah. is the only in my eyes, that's the only weak spot for me. I've argued that many times. And when it was a teammate in the best position, you've got, as a footballer, you've got to give him it. Kane ignores that, as does Jermaine Defoe and one or two others.
You're wrong, Derek. You're wrong. Sure. On site.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's tremendous. He's a much better player than I give him credit for when he first started stealing the headlines. I thought he'd be a six-game wonder. I mean, he's been sensational. And yet, you're right. And I can't see him not scoring against his Liverpool side, you know. This Liverpool back four, there's so many chances they give the opposition. And if you're giving Kane a chance, chances are he's going to score it. So, yeah, the enhanced odds are incredible. I've found out this season with Hills, they're far too generous, and I've got a sneaking feeling that won't happen next season, because they've been far too generous.
Scored at Anfield last season as well, Mark.
Yeah,
Kane in a 3-2 defeat. So yeah, interesting. Looking at the I don't think we've mentioned it. Apologies if I zoned out when I was looking at these stats, but yeah, 5 goals at Anfield last time, 4 in the 4-0 win, 5 in the game before that when Liverpool also won 3-2. So these goals, these games over recent years have been full of goals. So it might be worth another look there. And you could kind of sense that if Liverpool aren't quite at it, and like Derek says, the defence isn't there. Tottenham need to win every game. Simple. So you know, it's no longer a case of having to guess tactics. They have to try and win every game. At some point during the match, they have to go for it. You know, I'm not saying you know, throw caution to the wind and have no one in defence, but you know, they'll have to be more attacking and have to go about the business in a more attacking manner, I think.
Over 2.5 goals, even money. Over 3.5 is 11-4.
The over 2.5 looks nice given recent games here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.